good feeling there.
For sure. I mean, sometimes that's just the way it goes. Yesterday, you know, came off a really big series in Houston and a long road trip where we were battling every game and, you know, traveling from Houston back and then coming here and playing. Sometimes it just goes that way, but I feel like our whole team bounced back really well today, and it kind of just shows our character and never let that one game really affect us too much. We just kept pushing, get to the next day, and I think it was nice that we jumped out to a lead early. There was really no panic after that and just kept playing.
I thought that you guys didn't let down. I mean, in the bullpen carried you through. I think that just kind of speaks to this team.
For sure. And I think that's just what our team does, and that's kind of like our makeup. So it was nice to do it again.
Bob was saying that you really improved laying off that outside pitch. I mean, you just put together a tremendous August. What do you think you've improved most with at the plate?
Just maybe consistency. Pitch selection is a huge part of it. Laying off those tough pitches and really hunting your pitch. And I think that that's what led to my success, was making sure that I was swinging at all the pitches that I was looking for. You know, not just the right pitches, the pitches you're hunting, pitches that you can do damage with. And I think, sometimes it, when I was going bad, I would be chasing and getting flipping counts on myself. And I feel like I was getting myself in a lot of good counts and taking my walks. So, just trying to keep staying consistent with that.
22 extra base hits in August. That seemed like a lot.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I didn't really think about any of that stuff. I know it sounds cliche, but I was really just thinking about the team and just trying to get on base and help our team win games. But I mean, that's nice to know.
Speaking of wins, you know the wins. You still have a lot of baseball left. When you're able to get a win like tonight, you know, Seattle's got cut that deficit. You know, to 4.5, you guys put it right back to 5.5. How important is that they're not able to generate any momentum?
Huge. You know, playing them four games and, every game matters, and they're still in reach, obviously, with a lot of baseball left. So to win a game like that against a team like them is huge. We want to distance ourselves as much as we can, obviously, and I know they're a good team and they're going to fight till the end, so I don't count them out by any means.
You know, you always expect to get great outing out of your starters, and you always want that. But when you get a series like this, when you're not getting it, yet you still can pull out wins, you just kind of grind through those games?
Of course. You have to, not everybody's going to be able to bring it every single day, and that's why I feel like we're a good team. Everybody picks each other up, and our bullpen picks us up, and Fires has kept us in plenty of games, and it was just one of those days. And I mean, it wasn't even too bad. It's just the situation. We just kind of had to get the bullpen rolling, but they picked us up, and I feel like we scratched a few more runs across and were able to shut the door.
As a guy known for hustling, going after every ball in the field, what do you tell Mariano when he leaps leg first into the wall on a ball that went 400 feet?
That guy is crazy, man. I love the way he plays center field. He goes out and gets it and plays hard, and he's one of those guys that energize us. And I mean, he's maybe the best center fielder I've ever seen.
All right.